Okay.
This interview is with Mrs. Lucille Disharoon Cobb. The date is September 5th, 2013, and the interview is being conducted at the home of Mrs. Cobb at 6338 Church Street on Chincoteague Island, Virginia. The interviewers are Winnell and Ed Shamel, representing the Chincoteague Island Library Oral History Project. Hello, Mrs. Cobb.
Hello.
Would you tell us when and where you were born?
I was born in my grandmother's house.
Was that on here on Chincoteague?
Yes, it was in the creek section.
Mm-hmm. Up the creek?
Up the creek.
Mm-hmm. That's Main Street now?
Yes. That's North Main.
Okay.
And there's a creek that runs in there. Mm-hmm. It gives it its name.
Is that house still here? Is the house you were born in still here?
Yes, but it's been changed.
Oh, not bad.
All of them here have been changed.
And when were you born?
July 28th. 1918.
1918, July 28th, 1918. Well, what was it like growing up on Chincoteague? What do you remember about being a little girl on Chincoteague?
Well,
were there many other families that lived close to you up there?
Yes.
With kids?
Uh-uh. And we all went to school down here. The building has been
torn down?
It's gone.
On Church Street?
No. Yes, it was right. It's within sight of this house.
And what grades did you attend there?
All from
First grade
through 11, I guess.
There was no 12th grade?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And what was school like in that building? What are some things you remember about that, going to school in that building?
Did you walk to school in the mornings?
Always.
And then did you have lunch at school, or did you walk home for lunch?
We walked home for lunch.
And who were your parents?
Lyda Lynch Disharoon, mm-hmm, and Charles Reese Disharoon.
And were they both born on, did they grow up on Chincoteague too?
My mother did.
And where was your father from?
Maryland, Berlin.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And what did your parents do for a living?
My father came here from Berlin, and I don't know how he met my mother, but
But what did he do for a living? Do you remember?
There was a store that sold
Was it a grocery store?
No, it was a
general store?
A clothing store for men.
Oh, really?
Mainly, but it carried other apparel.
What was the name of it? Do you remember?
Well, the there were three of them in that store, and one was an older man, T.P. Selby.
S-E-L-B-Y, Selby.
S-E-L-B-Y. Mm-hmm.
And the second?
And who?
The second person in the store?
And Ralph Selby.
Okay.
Who was his uncle.
And then your father was the third?
Yes.
And did you tell me his name? Yes, you did earlier. And what was the name of the store?
I don't know. Yes.
And when did the store become a notions store, a five and dime, it was called?
It didn't become.
Oh.
I don't know anything about the sale of it, but my father lived in the hotel in town. There was a hotel.
Do you know the name of the hotel?
It may have been called the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
That was, the Atlantic was a famous hotel in Washington. And he lived there before he married your mother?
Yes.
And do you know when they got married?
Do you have brothers and sisters?
No.
No brothers and sisters. You're the only child.
Well, when did you get married? Who did you marry?
Warren. The...
A Chincoteague boy?
Junior, no.
He's
Wachaprig.
How did you meet a boy from Wachaprig?
I was teaching.
Oh, really?
Down in what was called Central High School.
Down in Accomack County?
Yes.
What did you teach?
I don't remember.
Were you teaching little children or in high school?
Well, the first year I taught the seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And then they moved me to high school.
And what subject did you teach in high school? Do you have children?
One daughter.
And what's her name?
Deborah Disharoon.
Does she live here on Chincoteague?
No, she lives in Virginia Beach.
But she grew up here on Chincoteague?
Yes.
And then where did she go to school?
Same building.
All the way through high school, or had they built a separate high school?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
When you married the boy from Wachapree, did you live here? You didn't go to his home in Wachapree.
We lived with my grandparents until I was 7 years old. And I guess that's when they sold the old store.
And are you saying that your grandfather also had a store?
No.
No. Just your father.
Mm-hmm.
And when you married your husband from Wachapree, did you move with him to Wachapree, or where did you live?
Here.
Came here to live. And then what did he do for a living, your husband?
He was an officer in
Coast Guard?
No, but that was very popular.
Oh.
Here.
Yeah.
Because
but he was an officer in the Navy?
The boat that carried the...
Oh, the mail boat or something like that?
No, it was carried passengers.
The ferry?
Uh-huh.
He was the captain of the ferry?
No.
No? He was an officer
yes.
on the ferry. From Chincoteague to Franklin City?
No.
From where to where?
I think it's...
Well, it was a ferry that came to Chincoteague, though.
No.
Oh, no.
It came Charles, I believe.
Oh, was it to Norfolk?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's...
Oh, okay. So you lived down on which side of the bay? Or did you were married to him when he was an officer on the ferry?
Well, it, year.
Oh, in the Navy, down at Norfolk.
Uh-huh.
But when the two of you lived here on Shankaty together, what did he do for a living then? After the Navy?
Stop.